kind of political system they should have. They chose devolution, it wasn't we who forced it on them, and those systems are working, including a degree of electoral reform.
Retired British detectives searching for Madeleine McCann have welcomed convicted paedophile Raymond Hewlett's offer to answer their questions. The 64-year-old is said to have been staying in Portugal when Madeleine vanished in May 2007. He's being treated in hospital in Germany for cancer and denies having any involvement in her disappearance. North Korea's reportedly test-fired two short-range missiles. That's as the UN prepares a new resolution to try and stop the country carrying out any more nuclear tests. Train punctuality is on track. It's reached a record high with 90.6% of trains running on time in the year to the end of March. The best performing companies were C2C, Chiltern and Merseyrail. Thousands of Manchester United fans are heading to Rome for tomorrow's Champions League final. There's tight security in place there with an alcohol ban in key areas of the city from 11 o'clock tonight. The team are already there preparing for the match against Barcelona. These fans jetting off from Manchester Airport weren't hedging their bets.
Hopefully United will win. Better side than last year, yeah. See how it goes.
We'll have to wait and see, won't we? But I hope they win and they're capable of winning.
Well, I think probably about 2-0, I reckon. Get excited. Didn't sleep last night.
And in cricket, England's batsmen are continuing to pile on the runs at Edgbaston against the West Indies, but they've lost skipper Andrew Strauss and were a short time ago 180 for two after 32 overs of the one-day international. That's the latest. I'm Ursula Hansford.
Sunrise Radio Network News.
The mother of murdered Devon teenager Scarlett Keeling says the Indian authorities have returned her daughter's organs. The body of the 15-year-old was found on a beach in Goa in February 2008 after she was raped and murdered. Stephanie Brady reports.
Her mother, Fiona McEwen, says Scarlett's uterus and parts of her liver and kidneys have been sent to a British coroner. They were removed from her body during an autopsy in India, and her mother has fought to have them returned. Ms. McEwen says she hopes tests will reveal new information about her daughter's death. Goan police initially claimed Scarlett died accidentally from drowning, but after a second autopsy, they opened a murder investigation.
A leading Muslim think tank says having Islamic law in the UK would be a step too far. The latest report by the Centre for Islamic Pluralism surveyed people of all faiths across Britain, Germany, the Netherlands, France and Spain. They looked at both the negative and the positive contributions Sharia law could bring. Director Dr. Irfan Awalawi says bringing Sharia to the West would be too much.
I think it's important that we realise that the British government has actually allowed us to build our mosques. They let us recite our Quran or let us practice our religion freely. That does not mean that we should enforce our Sharia onto the other religions or even establish an Islamic state in the UK.
A group representing residents who live under the Heathrow flight paths are calling for government reform of the Department of Transport. It follows yesterday's